Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's that time of year where you have to do training of your board members, correct?
We do that once a year, yes.
The main reason we're talking about this is you are allowing people who are not members of the United Way board to come and take part in this training.
Yes, we would like to share the knowledge of what it's like to be on a nonprofit board. We have a lot of strong community leaders that may want to serve in some capacity, but they don't know how to get involved. And then we also have some smaller nonprofits who may not have the opportunity to offer training to their board members. So there are a lot of important things to consider when you're asking someone to be on a board. For instance, fiduciary responsibilities. Does the nonprofit that you're serving on have directors and officers insurance?
Fiduciary responsibilities, meaning having to do with money, right?
Correct.
Francis?
Yeah. Correct.
We use these fancy terms that we don't hear every day.
That's the technical term.
Right. So this is Thursday, May 11th?
Correct. We'll be at the Senior Center Public Transit Building there on Lee Street. It's at 4912. That's in Greenville. And we're going to start with a light dinner at 5:30, and then the program will start at 6. The dinner, if you'd like to make a donation, you're welcome to do so, but it's not required. And we hope to offer, like I said, training to people who might not be serving on a board currently, but they'll have the opportunity to meet other nonprofits and maybe they'll find a fit, so it will be a win-win situation.
Or it could be maybe even more likely people who are on some nonprofit board, on the board of another nonprofit organization other than United Way.
That's also an opportunity.
And they can come and take advantage of the training.
Find out more information, mm-hmm. Yes.
And who is it that's coming to do this?
Greg Bennett is from the United Way of Texas, and he is in charge of statewide projects.
And so, again, all joking aside, there are financial responsibilities that go with this that people maybe never really think about until they get involved in it.
Exactly. And even more than that, a lot of people, we say D&O policy, which is a directors and officers policy. If a nonprofit that you're serving on does not have that policy, it's an insurance policy, basically, then you could be held personally responsible if something transpired that was unethical or illegal.
Mm-hmm. Personally, as an individual, you'd be.
Correct.
Right. So they come knocking on your door.
Correct. So the first question, if you're ever asked to serve on a nonprofit, will be, do you have a directors and officers policy?
Excellent advice. Thank you very much. We're talking with Francis Dalby, and Francis is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. So again, that event, training for United Way board members and
anyone who's interested in serving in a nonprofit board capacity or currently serving a nonprofit board is May 11th. It's at the Senior Center in Greenville, 5:30 for dinner, 6 o'clock for the program.
Okay, good. Now, little libraries, so getting some new little libraries.
We have several that are almost ready to go. One of them we will be installing this week at the Norris Community Center here in Commerce. We're pretty excited about that. Last year, they were one of our sites for the summer lunch, and the kids really enjoyed having access to the books during our summer lunch. So we've worked very hard to get one built in, and we'll be installing it this week.
And children can come and take the books from the little library, and I guess the idea is that ideally someone will bring other books to it, but basically they just take the books as they wish.
Take a book, leave a book is what the sign says. So if they enjoyed it so much that they keep it, wonderful.
And then we see summer on the horizon, and of course we feel it in the air coming here, but your summer lunch program will be starting Monday, June 5th around the county?
Correct. We have two sites in Commerce, at the First Presbyterian Church on Monroe, and then we'll be at the Norris Community Center again. We have a new site in Wolf City at their library. We're excited about that partnership. We have Clark Street Church in Greenville, and then our mobile learning cafe will be on the road in Quinlan again this summer.
Mm-hmm. And that was a school bus that you renovated.
It's a retired school bus, and it looks like a 50-style diner.
Yeah, very neat deal. And that you also have, not only are you serving lunch in that, but they also have
learning activities.
Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, but
we have the Leap Pads, which don't require Wi-Fi, but allow the kids to play some electronic games. But I tell you what, we went down there several times, and they were playing games like Life and Chutes and Ladders and all kinds of just, it was really neat to see them going old school, if you will.
And that, yeah, and that's in Quinlan, but not until July.
Correct. Okay. That runs after their summer school program.
Do you remember how many kids you served last year?
Well, we served 10,000 meals last year. Some of them come more than once. I can't give you an accurate number on that, but 10,000 meals.
10,000 meals is a lot, and it's lunchtime.
It right? is.
Well, got a lot going on. What
we
else?
We do. More details on UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org. We've got the schedule up preliminary. There's also a volunteer application if you'd like to volunteer to serve the meals and you know, play chutes and ladders with the kids.
Again, that starts Monday, June 5th around the county. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.